بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the chapter on the softening of the heart, الرقاق, from صحيح البخاري, and we have reached hadith 441 from volume 8, 441. حدثنا سعد بن حفص, حدثنا سعد بن حفص, حدثنا شيبان عن يحيى عن محمد بن إبراهيم القرشي قال أخبرني معاذ بن عبد الرحمن أن ابن أبان أخبره قال أتيت عثمان بن عفان بطهور وهو جالس على المقاعد فتوضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم قال رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتوضأ وهو في هذا المجلس فأحسن الوضوء ثم قال من توضأ مثل هذا الوضوء ثم أتى المسجد فركع ركعتين ثم جلس غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه قال وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تغتروا. This is the point of evidence, لا تغتروا. In this hadith, Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه عنهما said, I brought water to Uthman ibn Affan to perform the ablution while he was sitting on his seat. He performed the ablution in a perfect way and said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing the ablution in this place. And he performed it in a perfect way and said, whoever performs the ablution as I have done this time and then proceeds to the mosque and offers a 2-rak'ah prayer and then sits there waiting for the compulsory congregational prayers, then all his past sins will be forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further added, Don't be conceited. لا تغتروا. طيب. The point of evidence of this hadith is this last statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he said, لا تغتروا. Don't be conceited. Okay. Meaning, don't be conceited by shaitan's delusions and by the life of this world and other things. And here there is a point of benefit in this hadith. Sometimes the word wudu, there is wudu with the dham and there is wudu with the fath, right? Wudu and wudu. Okay, listen to the pronunciation. Wudu and wadu. Also, tahur and tuhur. Tahur with the fatha. Ta. Tahur, naam, tahur and tuhur with dhamma. With dhamma. Tuhur. The first, tahur. Also, wudu and wadu. The difference between these things is in the fact that the Dhamma and also Sahur and Suhoor. The Dhamma, the U, you hear me? The U, the vowel, here refers to the action. Refers to the action, to the fi'l, to the action, to the act. Okay? As the Prophet ﷺ said, At-Tuhur, Shatrul Iman. يعني الوضوء الطهور شطر الإيمان the وضوء the purification the act of purification is half faith and similarly the وضوء with the dham is the action meaning to wash the hands the face etc with the fatha طهور وضوء this is the thing to perform the purification with this is the tool this refers to the tool you see the difference so therefore the dhamma is for the action the fatha the dhamma is for the action the fatha is for the tool used As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا We have sent down from the sky, مَاءً, رَيْن يعني طَهُورًا, with the fatha, meaning purifying. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, جعلت الأرض, جعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا, that the earth had been made for me as a masjid and tahura with the fatha, meaning a thing to perform purification, and this is the tayammum, the dry ablution using the earth. Okay, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here, لا تغتروا, don't be conceited. We mentioned that it refers to the don't be conceited regarding this life and shaitan. Does this also include being conceited regarding forgiveness and so forth? The answer is, it's possible. Even al-irtirar bil-ghufran, being conceited regarding being forgiven. This means that one feels secure from the plot of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore this will enter into the command of shaitan. The next hadith. The chapter title of the next bab, ذهاب الصالحين, the righteous people will die, will depart. Now, the righteous people will depart and die. Now, the righteous people. We learned from the previous discussion, as in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of people are. Okay, we learned from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that. We discussed earlier under this book, or in this book, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي, the best of people are my generation. Now, and this title here, this title, بَابٌ ذَهَابُ الصَّالِحِينَ, the righteous people will die. In the first hadith under this title, the hadith of Mirdas al-Aslami, hadith number 442. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يذهب الصالحون الأول فالأول, ويبقى حفالة كحفالة الشعير أو التمر, لا يباليهم الله بالة. قال أبو عبد الله, يقال حفالة وحثالة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the righteous, the pious people will depart, die in succession, one after the other. And they will remain on the earth useless people, like the useless husk of barley seeds or bad dates. لا يباليهم الله باله, Allah will not give them concern, any concern. So He will punish them because they are not fit to receive the care of Allah. Now, who are the righteous? Does this refer to the companions? The Shaykh rahimahullah answered by saying, Allahu A'lam. It is possible, or may be said, that we, with respect to the Ummah, to the entire Ummah, now, how many of the Muslims, what? Exceeding 1,000 million? What's the percentage of the righteous amongst them? The Shaykh answered, if we look to the entirety of the Ummah, then they are nothing. And we will find that those who are present now are the useless. Even those who ascribe themselves or hold to the Islam now, are they applying Islam from every angle? The answer, never. Neither this applies to the rulers, neither does it apply to the rulers, meaning they don't apply it from every angle, nor by the people. They don't apply it from every angle. But people differ relatively. Some apply more than others. Meaning some apply most of Islam than others. And some apply only little. Some apply half. They differ. But to find the Ummah now applying the rules of Islam 100% in the masses and in the rulers, we don't find this. Now, this concludes the discussion on this chapter and the chapter that preceded it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who apply the deen in themselves and in their families to the best of their abilities, and to make our deeds accepted to Allah, and to guide us regarding our sins and shortcomings, to make us aware of that and to correct, and to make tawbah to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere one, and to accept it from us. Innahu subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ghafoor al-raheem. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.